And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 15th of March, 2016. It's the Ides of March. It was on this day, 44 BC, Julius Caesar was stabbed to death by senators who called themselves the Liberatores. It was Shakespeare who, in his play Julius Caesar, has a soothsayer tell Caesar, beware the Ides of March. It's the birthday of the biographer Richard Ellman, born Highland Park, Michigan, 1918, studied literature at Yale, wrote his dissertation on William Butler Yeats, who had died in 1939. Then World War II broke out. He enlisted. He served in London, visited Dublin, met Yeats's widow, who told him stories about Yeats, showed him her husband's study. After Ellman was discharged from the Navy in 1946, he went back to Dublin. Mrs. Yeats gave him access to more or less all of her late husband's papers, and he wrote his biography of Yeats, in which he said if he was reticent in public, Yeats was indiscreet in private. He confided almost everything to his diaries and letters. He said, in Dublin, Yeats is too often a subject for anecdotes which reduce him to a pompous, lifeless man, incapable of having written a good line or even of having existed. Richard Ellman went on to write a biography of James Joyce, which Anthony Burgess called the greatest literary biography of the century. And then he spent 20 years writing Oscar Wilde. It came out in 1987, after Ellman died, in which Ellman wrote, of all writers, Wilde was perhaps the best company. Always endangered, he laughs at his plight, and on his way to the loss of everything, jollies society for being so much harsher than he is, so much less graceful, so much less attractive. He is not one of those writers who, as the centuries change, lose their relevance. Wilde is one of us. His wit is an agent of renewal, as pertinent now as 100 years ago. Here's a poem for today by Andrew Gent, How to Clean an Oil-Slicked Penguin. Like the punchline to a very bad joke, the obvious and actual answer is carefully. First, you must learn to hold the penguin from behind to avoid the beak, pressing both wings against the body until you need to hold each out, again, carefully, to clean in and around the extremities. Next, contrary to logic, you apply more oil, cooking oil works best, to loosen and remove the thicker crude, working it, carefully, into the feathers. Next, you clean what remains with dishwashing detergent, 4, 5, maybe even 6 times, careful, yet again, to avoid the eyes and mouth. You want to clean the feathers without removing their natural protective coating, or else the penguin will sink like a stone, having lost its normal buoyancy. Finally, you let it rinse off in a pool of clean water. Let the penguin do the work, preening its coat and reclaiming what little remains of its dignity. Do not expect thanks. In fact, it will continue to bite and scratch. But if you are lucky, it might survive, which is the most we can hope for. A poem by Andrew Gent, How to Clean an Oil-Slicked Penguin, from his collection Explicit Lyrics, published by the University of Arkansas Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home and business, with in-store print shops offering customized presentations, booklets, and manuals. In-store and online, Staples, make more happen. And by LegalZoom, supporting small businesses with formations, corporate filings, and independent contract and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.